It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Sam, sirs, and good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today is going to be the good captain, Lou Gamlin, from the Freeland area all the way downstate. We're going to meet our sponsors, then we'll bring Lou in with a special announcement as well going forward with the program. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coke products from Coca-Cola of Hancock. Don't be penalized for bad service. See Rods and the crew at Kuhn Automotive Houghton. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue and Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. Keep your vehicle running smooth year-round. David Zuckery, Century 21 North Country Agency of Houghton's official realtor, Peeking Inside the Grapevine. For all your embroidering, silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacey at Homestead Graphics in Barraga. Day's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station, open 7 days a week. Towing available around the clock. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets for $2,400. The good doctor makes house calls and are open until noon on Saturday. Q&A Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage Door distributor to Copper Country, Sharon Avenue, and Houghton. Tim's Excavating Services provides all your excavating needs from the foundations to driveways. East Fork Pasty Company, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday. Rosalita's Bakery in Calumet across from Buckles. Reserve them at 369-4345 or go on their Facebook page. Walk-ups are welcome. 7 out of 10. They do sell out. They're so delicious. Peterson Lawn Services, 281-7318. Give Jordan a call for all your lawn service needs and excavating. Saracen Family Dental. Hancock offers all aspects of family dentistry for entire family, 482-861. Houghton Billings Fly, M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton, behind Kuhn Automotive, is your authorized True Value franchise, featuring a really slick drive-through lumber yard for the bigger orders, 482-0900. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, featuring daily water park passes, monthly specials. Call 920-405-8700 to book your stay. Ask for Holly Nichols for the large get-togethers. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all comes in pesky rodents, contact APUS Pest Management, 281-4975. Weekly, monthly, or yearly host calls available. Owned and operated by Youpers, Youper Fitness in the Copper Country Millennial, Sears Building, 10,000 square feet of cardio and free weights. Time to bring in the good captain. Good morning, Lou. How's it going down here into the woods in the beautiful state of Michigan?
Jimmy, we're doing good. Can't complain. It's nice and hot, and yeah, just about as hot as the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, isn't it fun? Man, I'll tell you. Well, Lou, before I get going, as most know, I'm going in for a medical procedure that I was not on my bingo card about a month ago, next week. And you've been gracious enough to offer your services to do the show for a limited time next Tuesday and Thursday, maybe the following week as well, depending on things go, obviously. Anytime you go into surgery, as you know, I'll know, Lou, we've been through them, but you never know what the outcome is going to be. 99% is pretty good, but I can't thank you enough, Lou, for offering to pick up the reins, to temporarily keep the Peeking Inside the Grapevine active, and I'm sure listeners can't wait, and give our listeners an idea what you're going to present when you take over here for a week or two.
Well, we'll start out probably, well, Tuesday, we'll talk about where we're at with Stanley Cup Final. It's either going to be Game 7, or we're going to talk about a new Stanley Cup champion. You know, tonight is going to be Game 5 in Carolina, and after right. what we saw the other night, or in the whole series, Jimmy, you know, you just don't know what the heck's going to happen. I mean, 4-goal lead going away, new goalies coming in. I mean, this is just so exciting to watch, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Tigers, the Brewers, you know, all, you know, baseball, what's going on with Larkin. Sebastian Cosa, I hear, is on the block. Who knows? We might be talking about Mike Babcock being a head coach again. So much to talk about. I can't wait. I'm excited for it, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity. It'll be a lot of fun.
I can't tell you, Lou, with our friendship over the years, how much I appreciate when we talked the other day lightheartedly. You mentioned you do this, and I thought about it. Me and my team thought about it for about 2 minutes, Lou. I said, well, this is an easy decision, and again, I can't thank you enough, and I'll definitely try and tune in one of those 2 days if I'm out of the clouds. Let's put it that way.
Well, you just got to promise me one thing. When you get all fixed up, you got to give me about a 20-yard head start when we make that 100-yard dash.
20? It might the other way around, Lou. You might want to give me about a 2-county head start.
I don't know. You'll have the bionic ankle, man. You'll be like Steve Austin, the $1 million man.
Well, Lou, again, thanks, and I know our listeners are excited. I know some people have asked what I'm going through, and I keep things pretty close to the vest, but I want to thank everyone for their thoughts. But I know our audience will not skip a beat. Actually, Lou, you might take over the whole show with your accolades, and let's face it, you do a phenomenal job with all your podcasts as well, for sure. I mean,
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Well, Lou, moving on to our topics today. Stanley Cup playoffs, like you mentioned, good Lord. Tuesday night, Carolina, their kryptonite is second periods. We've seen Vegas tied again. Carolina gets a couple in the third. What a crazy, phenomenal series. Lou, and I'll be honest, I've said, me and you touched on it. Dear friend Sean Bolivian touched on it. Carolina's Achilles through the playoffs the last 6-7 years have been based on the longevity, and can a goaltender carry you through the whole playoffs? I know they say Anderson might have been nicked up. I don't know if I buy it or not. He wasn't even a backup the other night. I thought when they put Bussy in that overtime loss, it's his job to lose. People thought Brendan Moore wouldn't go back with Anderson. But we're seeing when he gets a lot of shots, Lou, and there's some holes in the armor, I wasn't one bit surprised that Bussy got the start. Were you surprised with that, Lou? Even assuming that Anderson was not injured, were you surprised that Bussy got the call? I thought it was a no-brainer, to be honest with you.
Well, I did too. You could tell Anderson's confidence was shaken, eh? You know, and Bussy played well. And they can score on him. Let's face it, Jim, going into this series, everybody was talking about the defense of both teams, and it's been the exact opposite. Right. And I think both goaltenders have a weakness. You know, I keep shouting at the TV. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but with Carter Hart, all you got to do is go up top on his locker side. That's his weakness. And, you know, obviously the winning goal yesterday was a fluke with Stahl falling, or Tuesday with Stahl falling down. But I'm not surprised that Bussy's in, and I like how they're keeping it close to the vest. The NHL is good for that, right? When someone gets injured, it's always an upper body injury or a lower body injury. So I honestly think they showed him warming up Tuesday on ABC just to put a little extra flair, because I don't buy him being injured whatsoever. I think the only thing injured was his confidence.
And obviously he didn't even dress as a backup a couple of nights ago as well. Well, flipping the other side of the ice, now we got the thing figured out with Carolina. I think that's Bussy's net to lose now. When is we going to start questioning what Tortorella's going to do with Hart? Because let's face it, he's been questionable off and on. You got Aiden Hill, the backup, who won the Cup in Vegas a couple years ago. You think there's any, and I know Tortorella loves Hart when they were in Philadelphia. You think there's some little bit of a mindset going on now if we should kick the tires on maybe making a move? Especially if we go to Carolina, we get down a couple goals early. But sooner or later, Lou, Carolina's going to put a full 60-minute game together, I would think. And right now, I think this series flips over to their favor now.
Well, I know, you know, we've all seen Tortorella. He's stubborn, you know, and he'll ride the rapid with Carter Hart as long as he can. You know, tonight in Game 5, obviously he's going to start, I believe. Jim, I honestly thought Tuesday, if they would have gave up that fourth goal, I think it hit the crossbar in that breakaway where they just missed it. I thought he might have got the yank there, because that would have been early. But he rode with them, and he stiffened up a little bit. And let's face it, that fourth goal was a fluke. It was a turnover, which, boy, oh boy. I mean, so many of those. It's in, you know, so many opportunities on the turnover to, but I don't think that fourth goal was really his fault. And obviously, the last one was an empty netter. I think he's going to ride the flow of the game, Jim. I mean, if it's 3-3 after two periods of play, I think he sticks with them. You know, I think it's going to take, honestly, think it's going to take one of those things where if he gives up, let's say he gives up three goals in the opening period, then you might be able to see Aiden. You might see Aiden Hill in tonight.
And like you mentioned, Lou, he goes with the rails. That's his guy, and come you know what, or high water, he's gonna stick with them. And that's what I'm thinking. Well, staying with hockey, Lou, but going to Detroit, the Larkin thing, it's becoming a manure show. Let's just say he gave his three teams he wants to be traded. Whether they trade him or not, who knows? And I agree with our conversation a few days ago. Regardless, you trade him or not, you take the C off his jersey ASAP. Me and you are a little bit different on this. I don't know who wants to stay there. This Yzerman plan, and I might upset people. It hasn't worked. It's been a complete failure. And you're degressing every year. Columbus passed you. Montreal passed you. Buffalo Buffalo passed you. Ottawa passed you. 2 years ago, you were projected to be ahead of those teams on the next end of the playoffs. Now you're getting further and further behind all of them, and they all are making the playoffs, except Columbus, who missed on the last day. But I know he's getting a free pass with his ties and the native son, but a lot of mumbling. I think Larkin is at least a concern there, and you got to move him. You're not going to keep someone who doesn't want to stay there. I know Minnesota seems to be the trendy pick. They got assets. But what's your overall evaluation of this, especially with the whole picture, not just the Larkin picture going on with the Red Wings?
Well, you know, it's funny is you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And, you know, it's been widely reported that Larkin and Yzerman don't talk. And
right.
I think Larkin kind of, he set the table at the end of last year when he came out and aired his dirty laundry in public, you know, calling out Yzerman for not getting enough at the trade deadline last year. And I think that kind of made its way over to this year. Now, there's rumblings that he over-celebrated after, you know, the Olympics when they got the gold, and he kind of his head wasn't in it, and it's gone on from there. Now, I'm not absolving Yzerman 100% in this, but I'm also not absolving Larkin either. I think that the conspiracy theorist in me says that Larkin may have called Quinn Hughes, right at the trade deadline and said, you don't want to come here. And they're buddies. And I think that may have something to do with it. And I don't see him in Detroit in the fall. I don't, because I listened to Darren McCarty Tuesday night, and he came on another show on another network, and he said that he doesn't think that he thinks that Larkin now has turned his back on the boys. That's going to be the consensus with the guys in the locker room. I don't know if I 100% buy that, but I would lean that way. And Jim, the funny thing, one more thing on this, is at the beginning, the consensus down here was about 60-40 to 65-35 that it was Yzerman's fault. Now, as the days have gone on, I think it's flipped. And I think you're seeing the sentiment from the media, from the fans and everything, now is more on the side of Yzerman, which, you know, if Larkin wants to get traded, he's going to have to agree to some more teams to go to. He just wants to go where his buddies are. And that's just my thought on it.
Well, and again, I agree with most of that, but it's still, you got other players telling other players you don't want to come here. And I'm sticking by my bite of guns. Yzerman has done very little to improve that club, and you're playing catch-up with four or five other clubs. 2 years ago, you were supposedly ahead of them. And you're right, the whole thing is, let's just say, Lou, the whole thing's a dicey situation, isn't it?
It is, you know, and Jim, I can't, at the end of the day, I can't argue with you because they're not in the playoffs. I know Yzerman had to clean up a lot of garbage left from behind by Kenny Holland. I get it. All right, that was 7 years ago. And, you know, they should have made the playoffs this year. I still don't understand why they collapsed the way they did coming out of the Olympic break. They were 12 points clear for a playoff spot. And in January, they're leading the division. So that, to me, some of the accountability on that falls on the players, I'm not blaming McClellan, I'll tell you that, because that's the kind of coach they need. And from what I hear, Lalonde, it was a country club atmosphere there. But, I try to stick up for Yzerman, and I will to a certain extent, but I think the blame goes all the way around.
Well, Lou, before we get going, we got about 5.5 minutes. The big story in sports, obviously, and me and your opinion is hockey, but this mess in college football with Sorsby. A judge ruled he can play. Big 12 teams now are having meetings in private meetings. They don't want to play him. You want to go off their schedule. I mean, how much of a mess is this? And college sports was already a mess. And what do one commissioner say? It's ruining the integrity of college sports. Well, I think the integrity of college sports has pretty much been ruined already. But how on earth, if you're an opponent, can you go out and play against a guy that you know bet against his club numerous times? Is there an end game for this, Lou? And if I'm Sorsby, I just say, look, guys, I'm sorry. I'm walking away to supplementary because with the outcry and the Big 12 is having a holy fit about this and everything else, I mean, this is absolutely insane, Lou. This is like a Seinfeld episode.
Well, here's the problem, though. I would go along with your argument on as far as maybe he maybe wants. Sorsby's getting $6 million play at Tech Tech this year. $6 million.
Right. So there's your problem right there.
Exactly. I don't blame him for trying to get eligible. I don't blame him.
Right.
I mean, you know, him and his lawyer, but they found a sympathetic judge down there that gave him the injunction, and that's all it takes now. I mean, and here's the thing, Jim. Let's say the big Big 12 decides next week that they want to, they're going to try to ban him playing conference games. They'll do the same thing, and then it will cost them more millions of dollars. It's just, for once, I side with the NCAA. They tried to do the right thing. They try to uphold whatever integrity is left, like I said, in sports, and you've got a judge that's just smacking them right between the eyes, saying, no, nope, you're going to have to wait for the hearing in February, and by that time, he'll be getting ready for the draft. I mean, you can't make this up.
No, and you mentioned the trials in February, which is conveniently a week after the college football championship game in Sioux City. I mean, in the NCAA, for years, they don't have any governing bodies. It's a wild, wild west. And and again, a lot of your big-time players now, or your borderline bubble players, late number one or number two picks, are staying in college because of the NLI, and you're making more money than being a low number one or number two. Of course you're going to want to fight to stay there and just be an individual. And now you go to supplementary draft, you hit on the head, he's going to take a multi-million-dollar hit compared if he stays the course.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And it's comical. And what really is, I'm shocked that, Joe, I shouldn't be surprised, right? But all the national media that are saying it's not a big deal, he's just on the team. I mean, what do you mean it's not a big deal? It's called insider information. I mean, and the integrity is, guys, I don't care if he was third string. Pete Rose is rolling in his grave right now, you know?
You think? Well, let's see. He better when he's in Indiana, four against the Hoosiers, had a brief cup of coffee in Cincinnati. Texas Tech has him. Now, Sonny Dykes side with TCU, he's having a holy fit. We don't want to play him.
I get a kick out of it, Jimmy. And then you got a team like Georgia, who their team consists of guys that should be playing for the Mean Machine, complaining that, you know, there's pot meat kettle right there, telling them you shouldn't be playing and we're not going to play you. When he's got people arrested for, you know, assault with a deadly weapon while driving? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's a clown show.
Well, let's face it, Kirby Smart's football players, they're once they're done with their football career, Lou, they're training to be dragster racers, because they got inside sport in the University of Georgia. After practice, we go racing down the streets at night and get tickets and get out of them, basically. I can't count on two hands how many tickets they've been issued to Georgia football players for speeding and reckless. They must have a secret course somewhere, don't they?
They have to. You know, he's about as... You know, it's like Nick Saban going in front of Congress telling them that the kids shouldn't be paid as much as they're paid, when now the playing field is level and everybody was driving around with Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benzes in Alabama. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Lou, before we get going, give our audience your podcast information. We're up against it here.
We're on the Captain Lou Sports Network on YouTube. It's called the Captain Lou Extravaganza. We're on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 o'clock in the morning, venting about things just like we talked about here. If you got nothing to do tomorrow on Friday, check it out on YouTube. Just look up Captain Lou Sports, and it'll bring you right there. And we have a lot of fun with it.
All right, Lou. Well, good enough. And thanks for filling in for me next week. Maybe a little bit more. Greatly appreciate it, my friend.
You got it. Anytime, Jimmy. I look forward to it.
Hey, thanks. That's a good Captain Lou, and he'll be hosting the program next week, maybe the following as well. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.